You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely stellar week for the group, led by our fearless leader, Mr. Thomas John Lang.
Yeah.
He took the lead back.
Two. He has stormed back to the lead.
12 games above 500.
That's the best you've ever done.
Oh, yeah, by far. And,
well, listen.
It only goes one place from here. We all know that.
Uplifting. All right, we start out number six, Miami, laying 4.5. They travel to Louisville to take on the Cards. Mr. R.L. Beard.
You know what, Mike? It feels like Miami is in for a big letdown. It's going to be on the road. This is an actual ACC game. I think Louisville wins. Give me the Cards.
Over to Kenny.
I am with you, Rico. If it was under a field goal, maybe I'd feel like Miami, but I'm going to take the Cards also.
Thank you. We go over to David.
No, I'm going
to
be confident here. I'm going to stick with Miami. I understand what you guys are saying, but Miami all the way.
TJ.
Yeah, I feel like this spread should be bigger. I know teams have been keeping it close against Miami the last couple of weeks and probably should have deserved to lose to Cal. But I think Cam Ward is too much for this Louisville defense to handle. I'm taking the Hurricane.
Oh, my. Give me Louisville. Line looks weird. It's going to be sold out. Rocking. Give me the Cards. Bama, number seven. This line has moved to 3.5. Bama laying 3.5. They travel to Rocky Top, take on Tennessee. Mr. Rico Beard.
Yeah, neither team looked like outstanding. Alabama has been struggling, but I think this is the game where Jalen Milroe puts himself into the Heisman talk. Roll Tide.
Kenneth.
I'll take that annoying song. Give me Tennessee.
David.
You're letting your hate come across, Kenny. It's going to be Bama on this one.
TJ.
I'm taking Bama too. I like Nico, but I don't like his offensive line. He got hit way too many times last week. In that game, I think Alabama's due for a big-time performance.
Everything with Tennessee, A, they haven't played anybody, and B, their offense is all timing. It doesn't look right. Nico's not processing. Give me the best two players on the field. Give me Milroe and Ryan Williams.
And thanks to you, I like that little Alabama song that they sing, the crowd sings.
Oh, the Dixieland Delight or whatever. Please. Please. Let's go Georgia, Texas, out in Austin. Texas laying 4.5. First time Georgia's been a dog since 2020. Rico.
And I think there's a reason for that, Mike. Texas looks like they are that team. They look like the number one team. Wow. Kenny, stop that. Georgia is struggling. Give me Texas.
Kenny.
Orbital's ramming speed?
Question mark?
Question mark?
You're nervous about this. Don't lie.
Absolutely, I am. I have every reason to be. Give me the Dogs.
David.
All right. I was going to go against Georgia, but you are actually a smart fan there, so I'll go with Georgia.
TJ Lang. Two schools that did not want you out of high school.
Man, amongst 115 others. I do think Texas is the number one team in the country. They are the best, but something to be said with Georgia and the talent that they got. I know Texas defense is playing well. I just can't keep taking all the favorites here. I don't know if Georgia wins the game, but these two teams are closer than 4.5 points. I'm taking Georgia to cover.
It's crazy because you're right. It's like Texas looks like Alabama, and that's always been Georgia's kryptonite.
And but their defense is legit, too.
Yeah, this is like the last shot I'm giving Georgia here. Like, come on.
I saw the Mississippi State game. They lost me there.
Okay, then.
Hook 'em.
Give me the dogs one time, Kenny. Iowa, Michigan State.
Am I the only one taking Texas?
Yes.
Wow.
You'll probably be right, too. Iowa laying 5.5, devil's number, at the Erector Set in East Lansing.
Devil's number, Mike, and let's just hope that Michigan State can go out there, score early, make Cade McNamara beat you. Give me Michigan State. Kenny, I'm going to go like Kenny. Orbital ramming speed?
Ramming speed? Question mark?
Hopefully that'll be Aiden Childs at the end of the night.
I've never heard that one.
Kenny.
Kenny. Oh, boy. Give me Sparty.
Oh, my goodness.
David.
I have to go Iowa here.
I hate you. TJ.
Man, Caleb Johnson, the running back for Iowa, is having himself a hell of a year.
Don't do it.
Ashton Jaunte, probably keeping him out of the conversation of being one of the better players.
No. Come on.
I'm going to feel like a fool. I think this is finally the week coming off a bye that Michigan State takes care of the turnovers.
Wait, hold on.
Aiden Childs throwing way too many picks. Like I said, I might be a fool. Yes, thank you. I'm going to take Michigan State.
Yes.
I think Michigan State's going to win.
Me too.
I would like to change my pick.
No.
I'm on a heater, man.
Off a bye, at home, at night, get healthy. Iowa's overrated, and maybe Aiden uses a couple of brain cells. Exciting. Give me Michigan State. One time, you idiots. Michigan, laying 3.5 on the road at Illinois. If it matters to you, Illinois in throwback uniforms with leather helmets.
Hideous, by the way.
They're unbelievable.
Ghost jerseys, hideous. Red Grange.
That's right.
Yeah.
Also, Brett Bielema in a throwback bedspread, a.k.a. the quarter zip.
The moo-moo.
I'm going to go with David. Did we not have this conversation? Did we not have this conversation?
Dude, he is after you today.
I don't know why. David, I'm going to ask a question. Was something wrong with the system last night? Jeez.
Holy hell. And normally I'm the ball breaker.
Okay.
I'm just sitting over here in my church pew.
Oh, I'm going to go.
Mr. Innocent over
let's
there.
Let's get back on, folks. I'm going to go with Illinois. I think Michigan wins. Illinois will find a way to screw this up by missing a game-winning field goal. So give me Illinois in the points.
Okay. Kenneth Gott.
Oh, I don't know how to make a pick after that. Give me Illinois.
You just do. David.
Jack Tuttle's the starting quarterback, so it's going to be a different second half to this season. I'm going Illinois.
TJ.
Well, might be dumb twice, but I do think Jack Tuttle gives this team the best chance to win. And look, I think they just have more talent than Illinois. I know they haven't been playing great as a team. I don't think it's going to be a big win by any chance, but I do think Michigan's going to cover that 3.5 on the road.
All right. I want to be nuanced and unbiased and fair when I make this selection. F Michigan. Give me Illinois. Let's go to Sunday in the National Football League.
I'd like to apologize.
Get absolutely no one. Texans traveling to Lambeau. Packers laying the 2.5. We go to Rico Beard.
Mike, Green Bay and Love looks like they are back on track. Give me the Packers.
Kenneth.
Spread under a field goal. Give me the home team. I'll take Green Bay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Sorry, David, was taking a sip of water.
Really want the Texans here, but no Nico, so I got to go Packers.
TJ.
Yeah, 2.5 points either way. I would take whoever's at home. It just so happens to be Green Bay, and that defense is still doing an unprecedented job of taking the ball away.
And they're getting healthier.
They
Every
are.
Every week, Love is acclimating back into the lineup.
Yep.
Texans, no Nico.
I'm taking the Packers.
Packers for me as well. Oh, look at this matchup. Eagles. What are they doing only laying 3 to the Giants at MetLife? Rico Beard, get the Imodium AD for this matchup.
Sirianni has figured things out. He's talked with the crowd. Eagles.
He's talked with the crowd.
Eagles win. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Over to Kenny Cott.
I don't know why it's only 3. I'll happily step on the rake, though. Give me Philly.
David Hall. Remember, everyone's betting on the Eagles. Why is the number going down, people?
Yeah. The Eagles just don't look right. They struggled to beat the Browns, so I got to go with the G-man.
TJ Lang.
I'm taking the Giants.
Why is it three? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Didn't you think when this came out, Andrew Thomas dead,
yeah.
It'd be 5.5, 6.5, 3?
And the Eagles look old to me. Jalen Hurts looks like he's disinterested at times in what they're trying to do on offense.
But you know what?
And Nick Sirianni looks to me like a total nutcase right now.
Bringing his kids to podiums,
celebrating after beating the worst team by 1 point. Something's wrong with the Eagles.
But, you know who was favored by 3 on the road last week? Lions. How'd that work out?
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think the Eagles. Sorry, Big G. The
Lions got their stuff together a lot more than the
Eagles.
And
Nick Sirianni has talked to the crowd.
Okay. All right. They worked it out. Hashed it out.
Give me the Giants. I can't believe I just said that. Ravens laying 3.5. They travel to Bakerville. What do you got?
Nobody walks into Tampa.
No.
Not even Lamar.
Load the cannons.
And goes away with the victory. Give me the Bucks.
Over to Kenny.
I really wish this was under 3 points instead of over, but I'll take the Ravens anyway.
You know, Kenny, you should dress up like a Buccaneer for Halloween. You look like that kind of guy. The beard, get a little earring in your ear, you'd be all set. You got any Halloween parties to go to? No? Okay.
What was it, Bruce the Buccaneer?
Yeah, like wouldn't he look like it?
Yeah, put a knife between his teeth.
What's the problem? He takes everything as an insult. All right, let's go over to
little Jack Sparrow.
All right, David.
I think there's going to be a human factor here for the Bucs. They were emotional last week dealing with the hurricane, staying in New Orleans longer. But now they're back home dealing with things. I think they're going to lose, so Ravens.
Over to TJ.
Yeah, I'm with the Ravens too. I think their defense is good enough to take away a lot of those explosive plays that really propel that Tampa Bay offense. And their run game's just going to be too much for that Tampa Bay defense. Give me the Ravens on the road.
Bucks. I'm not taking Lamar as a road favorite north of a field goal. It's just not happening. And,
okay.
Dude, Baker. I don't know. I love Baker Mayfield. I do. And I just feel like they play so hard for him. And give me the 3.5 points.
He went from really easy to root against to really hard to root against.
He's on a hero arc now.
Really easy to root for.
Chiefs, Niners.
Oh, boy.
Out in Santa Clara. Niners laying 1.5.
I think I need to do as Mike called the emotional hedge here.
No.
But Mike has convinced me.
Come on, do it.
I'm going to take the Niners.
Yes. Did I mention Andy Reid is 21-4 out of a bye? Over to Kenny.
Yeah, give me the Chiefs.
Me feel good.
Over to David.
I just can't take the 49ers on principle. Chiefs.
What is his issue with you today?
You know what? I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I would love Levi Stadium to burn, so give me the Chiefs.
Niners. Chiefs, I don't care that they're undefeated. They don't look right. Give me the Niners.
They're getting kind of lucky, aren't they?
Hey, it's not October. It's Brocktober. Mm-hmm. Me and Purdy, peace conference. Put some money in the account, and I'll forgive him for being a rat. Give me the Niners.
Brocktober, I like that.
Brocktober. Lions at Minnesota. Vikes laying 1.5. R.L. Beard.
First game without Aiden Hutchinson, I think it's going to be a struggle for this Lions team on the road. Give me...
No. I'm sorry. It was right next to each other. I'm so sorry. It was right next to each other.
Hey, go get your man. Balboa.
Lock the door.
Go get
Lock
your man.
The door.
Yeah, Davey, you in some trouble now. You better make
Jesus.
I'll take the Lions.
Oh my God, David has a real problem today.
Minnesota.
TJ.
The Vikings defense is good, don't get me wrong, but they haven't faced an offensive line like what we got here in Detroit. I think they're going to do enough. Ben Johnson's always found a way to negate the pressure that Brian Flores loves to bring. Back-to-back 30 points last year. I don't think that changes this year. I think the Lions are going to keep on rolling.
Unbelievable. Vikings. This is a Matterhorn spot.
Debbie Downer.
You're so negative.
Will you just call Max and get him to town?
Not after that.
All right. Rico, you need a peace conference with David.
I've had it.
We're all going to power down. Those are the picks. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.